Proclamation number 6784 of 14th of March, 1957. Immeasurable love of God. Work of redemption. Nothing can make God's love more vivid for you than Jesus Christ's act of salvation, his death on the cross under immense torment, which was suffered for the sake of sinful humanity by a human being who is sinless and pure. God sheltered himself in this human being because he wanted to make a sacrifice out of love for his wretched creations in order to atone for the immeasurable guilt which caused those creations to become wretched and kept them separated from him. The love for all spiritual beings, which live on earth embodied as human beings, is immeasurable, and it will not tolerate that these spiritual beings remain eternally separated from him. And therefore it found a way which abolished this separation, which made it possible for the spiritual being to unite with its God and Creator again. He sacrificed himself as atonement for the great guilt of the spirit's former apostasy from God. But this sacrifice also had to correspond to that guilt, and therefore he chose the most painful death on the cross, which was preceded by a degree of suffering and abuse which was almost impossible for human beings to endure. And because God himself could not suffer but he wanted to make this sacrifice, he chose a human form. He embodied himself in the man Jesus and now walked the path of suffering on earth until death on the cross. His infinite love accomplished this work. It filled the man Jesus so that it was his free will to take all suffering upon himself in order to bring salvation to his fellow human beings. The man Jesus suffered and died, and yet it was God himself who made the sacrifice on the cross for people. For the soul as well as the body of the man Jesus was once God's emanated strength of love which now united with the eternal love again, which therefore only contained divinity within itself, or also, the eternal deity itself chose that form as its abode which, through a pure and sinless life, could also serve as its cover, which would have been impossible in a sinful cover. It was a work of love and an act of grace of the most serious significance, that God himself descended to earth in order to bring salvation to human beings from sin and death. That he walked the earthly path in the man Jesus and took upon himself all the bitterness of earthly life, all the battles against Satan, that he truly fought against the powers of hell, 15th of the 3rd, 1957, was a proof of his infinite love for this fallen being, whom he wanted to help up again to the height which he did not want to leave in the depths, in the realm of his adversary, because it was not blissful there but was in a state of lightlessness and powerlessness, thus in an agonizing state. His infinite love for this fallen one had not diminished, although it turned away from God in free will, and therefore his love went after the fallen one. It descended into the realm of his adversary itself. It came to earth in the man Jesus and accomplished a work of deepest mercy. God himself offered the sacrifice of atonement for the great guilt of sin. Thus all people can now also acquire light and strength again in freedom, they can attain their original state again, they can return to their Creator and Father of eternity, for the separating guilt has been paid for by divine love itself. They only have to do one thing themselves. They must have the will to turn back to God. He has come towards them in his immeasurable love, but they themselves must now also take steps. They must walk the path of their own free will which he himself has paved for them in Jesus. They must want to be redeemed from their guilt of sin and freely confess this by calling upon Jesus Christ for forgiveness. Otherwise they will remain burdened with their guilt and thus also stay in the abyss for as long as they are still prisoners of God's adversary. They must therefore consciously request God's love. For despite greatest love on God's part, no redemption can come to the being which does not strive for it itself, thus does not acknowledge Jesus Christ and his act of salvation and therefore cannot be accepted by him into his kingdom either. Nevertheless, it is not eternally lost but constantly remains the creature to whom God's undiminished love applies. And one day this divine love will also reach its aim. One day every being will want to escape the abyss and take its path to Golgotha, to the cross, to Jesus Christ, the visible deity, whose love knows no bounds and will woo his creations until he has finally won them back in order to never lose them again. Amen.